Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network and our monthly update in agricultural history, joined as always by Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. Dr. Vail, as the summer fair season gets kicked off here in just a few months, tell us a little bit about the history of the earliest agricultural fairs.
This is an exciting part of agricultural history for me. Just thinking about how the Great Plains is so well known for its agricultural fairs today, it's fun to kind of trace it back to a much earlier time. And really, we could even find context back into where, like, George Washington and other of the founders really believed in agrarianism and really thought strongly that one of the ways to build community, especially in agrarian places, is to have these sort of events that bring in the community and also bring in fellow neighbors. And so that's sort of the idea of the agricultural fair from really the beginning of the country.
Dr. Vail, tell us a little bit more about the demonstration trains that we've talked about in the past, and especially the Country Life movement.
Well, and most of us sort of know, and if you've been listening to these spots for a while, I get really excited about this sort of time period of the Great Plains and the larger country in terms of agricultural history, which is the late 1800s and early 1900s. And one of the things that farmers and ranchers were dealing with was a shift from an agrarian type of model to a much more of an urban industrial model. And so they had a lot of new opportunities to farm and sort of do that sort of stuff, but also it required a different kind of knowledge, a much more scientific one. They are much more integrated into an industrial system. So all that to say, one of the ways that these communities addressed these changes was to have different types of fairs. And so demonstration trains were basically a model of having a railroad link up with a land-grant university or local agricultural scientists. And part of it was to help in sort of an insect infestation or a weed infestation, that sort of stuff. So demonstration trains had that role, of course, but also they would spark these sort of events for the community. So much like in earlier periods of time, communities in different parts of Nebraska and Kansas and the larger Great Plains really got excited when a train would roll up and have these sort of events where you mix science with festivities.
Brandon Bennett's with the Rural Radio Network and our monthly update in agricultural history, joined as always by Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney. Dr. Vail, especially after World War II, the modern fair took on a little bit of a different flavor. Tell us about how the post-World War II modern fair has evolved.
Well, yeah, that's right. World War II had a lot of influence domestically, not just in terms of foreign policy and all of that. So in terms of the modern agricultural fair, the festivities, the different sorts of events with livestock and crops and technologies, all of that in a way can trace its roots to like sort of the World War II era, where you had Liberty Gardens and you sort of had a concerted effort to connect technology, community, and individuals all together for this larger war effort. And so the sort of fair atmosphere of bringing festivities into that sort of unity idea continued on after the war. And I like to think of the Nebraska State Fair and other state fairs around the region as sort of reflecting that in a variety of ways. And these fairs are just fun to attend. So every time you go to a fair this summer, just think part of that, you're experiencing this longer history sort of relationship.
Dr. Vail, it's time once again to talk about this date in agricultural history. What has happened in the past here in the month of April?
For this month, I'm going to have to go back to April of 1872 when Arbor Day in Nebraska was established. Of course, there was debates about what to call it and why, and there was a whole constituency that wanted to just focus purely on forests, and another one to say, well, we need to include fruit trees. All of that to say, Arbor Day is a really good example of sort of this longer idea of a fair and festivities, because in the end, it's marking both sort of an environmental context but also an agricultural one, because forests become both. And so I have to say April 1872, Arbor Day.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska Kearney, joining us once again for our monthly update in Ag History. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett's.